Hello, everybody. It is Rich, back from the dead, coming to you live as a ghost. No, just kidding. Just want to take a couple minutes here to say congrats to Breath of Fire 3 for winning the RPG Club nomination. Looking forward to actually getting into that game, although it's been nominated a billion times since we started the show. I believe that was Caslo that did that, so congrats to Caslo for winning. Again, my game still has not won a single time. Why don't we, for once, vote for my game? Maybe? No? Okay, whatever. Please look forward to that when you start the game. I believe it's also starting in about 2 weeks. Bill has already been working really hard at trimming down some of the chapters, checkpoints that we're going to be doing. It's going to be a great time. I'm sure you'll hear me bitch about the game a couple times. And you'll also probably hear Scott talk about it. Of course, your lovely British host, Bill. So why don't we take a couple minutes there to let him just talk about it, probably laugh at me for not submitting a Bitchin' with Rich segment in a long time, or even at all. I believe this is the first time I've done that. So with that being said, just wanted to say hi, guys. I'm still here. And, yeah. Ooh, I'm not a ghost. Bye.
The RPG After Years is part of the We Can Make This Work Probably Network. Find out more at probablywork.com.
Welcome everybody to the RPG Years, your one-stop shop for all things JRPG video game related content. This week we've got some things to catch up on and a little bit of news. Get ready for some fun. Yes, hello everybody, it's me, Bill, from the RPG Years podcast. And yes, sadly, there'll be no Frost and no Caslo this week. big thank you to the guys for last week for covering my ass and catching up on all the new stuff that we had. I really, really do appreciate it. And thankfully, because of that, I've only got three or four news items to go over today. But today's mainly going to be about catching up on some show details, as well as the RPG Club, and then we'll get into the news. So, first of all, as Scott would always say, let's catch up. Oh, yes, I've been very, very busy, mostly with administration. Obviously, I was quite sick before, and that's why Frost and Caslo stepped in to help me out on last week's episode. And I'm feeling a lot better now. My chest is definitely getting a lot better. Sort of even once I started testing negative for COVID, my chest still felt absolutely awful. But I'm slowly improving, which is nice. makes a nice change. But what I've been doing game-wise, before I get into the admin stuff, is I've been playing Shining in the Darkness. My goal was to have it finished by the 21st of May, you know, so that means that'll be 1 week into the RPG Club for Breath of Fire 3, but also give me, so then it'll give me a week to play Breath of Fire 3 and get to the checkpoint, which I felt like was a reasonable ask. I'm massively falling behind on trying to finish Shining in the Darkness. But oh my god, what a crazy little dungeon crawler it is. I can call it a little dungeon crawler because I've played Double Dungeons. And Double Dungeons is an enormously boring dungeon crawler. This is my third dungeon crawler. I don't want to get too much into the reads about it, you know, but, you know, I've had Phantasy Star 1, Double Dungeons, and then this. And, yeah, I have to say, this is probably one of the better ones. Like, Phantasy Star 1, obviously, is a better game by a country mile. Phantasy Star 1 is fantastic. But this game, you know, it is like, I'm going to be a dungeon crawler. This is dungeon crawling. And it's got a finicky menu system, which absolutely sucks. But other than that, it's like, yeah, the dungeon crawling aspect is perfect. Going around, fighting the enemies, you know, just the sheer fear of dying and losing your money. Dragon Quest rules, people, okay? You die, you lose a chunk of your cash because you've got to spend your money to bring your party back to life. And it gets more expensive the more higher levels you get. But yeah, I got to the point where I've finished floors 2 and 3 now. So I finished all the trials, which are like 4 dungeons in the lower section of the labyrinth. And then I'm now into the upper section. And, you know, we found out a load of cool information, you know, spoiler alert here, but, you know, it turned out that the king's wizard is actually the bad wizard going through the labyrinth. Still no real reason for what he's doing. He's just decided he's going to be the most powerful badass person in ever. But yeah, it's cool, the little exchanges that you get when you come out of the dungeon, you go to the town, you go to the castle, and you get these little story sort of droplets in. Very, very condensed. I think the story of this, when I come to the review, is going to take me about 3 minutes to recap. But because most of it is just walking around killing monsters in the dungeon. But yeah, we've got to this cool mechanic now called the medallion, right? This wizard guy gave me a medallion, and there are occasionally, right at the end of a floor, basically. So once you get to the end of the floor on the stairs, somewhere near there is a golden fountain just recessed into the wall. You can throw half of your medallion in there, and whenever you use the other half of the medallion, you always get transported back to it, which is pretty cool. But the mechanic gets even more bonkers when you have to move your medallion, right? So you have to grab your one you put in the fountain, and then you have to run it to the next fountain. And it's just like the sheer terror involved in being like, if I die, there are some enemies which cast a spell which can insta-kill you, by the way. You know, it's the old Final Fantasy 1 rub, isn't it? But yeah, it was just like moving my medallion from floor 2 to floor 3. So I cleared out floor 2, right? Or was it floor 3? Yeah, no, I was at the bottom of floor 2. I cleared out floor 3 and done the boss of the dungeon. But then went out, healed up, you know, everything, transported myself back to the start of floor 3, or, you know, end of floor 2, picked up my medallion, and then started my run. Twice I got lost and got turned around and kind of had to sort of look at a map to sort of try and figure out where I was. And oh my word, like, although I did get to the end and I still had a decent chunk of MP left, so I wasn't really in any danger of dying, that fear and terror of every single battle being like, oh my god, am I going to die? Don't let me die while I'm holding my medallion, because then I have to rerun the whole first floor and second floor as well. But no, got there, plonked it in, and then that's kind of where I am now. I've got to do floor 4 and 5, which kind of work in tandem together, looking at the maps. There's a lot of up and down between the two. Had a lot of that between 3 and 4, where you had to get to like the end of a thing, and there would be a hole in the roof. And sometimes these little creatures drop down from the holes and you have to kill them. But if the hole's clear when you get to it, you can use a mystic rope, which is a rope that goes up and you can climb up. And holy crap. The first time you do that and then you're suddenly fighting the next floor's enemies, even though it's a short little run, it's normally like a quick little round the corner and fall down a hole to get to where you need to go. But again, the terror. It's just like, I got absolutely mauled to death the first time I went up there. I was like, no, get out of here. Yeah, really, really fun game. I can recommend it. I recommend Phantasy Star 1 more, but really, really fun game. But that's been pretty much it. I played a little bit of Breath of Fire 3. Again, I don't want to talk about it too much because I'm going to be doing that next week, hopefully, if I finish it in time, for the RPG Club. But yeah, I basically, you know, I did the opening section, which was pretty cool. And then I managed to get the first two team members together, the bloke with the towel and Tipo. And yeah, we went off to mug some people on the road. We got beaten up by a guy called Bannon. And then that was it. I just left it there. So a little bit more to do on that to finish the checkpoint. But yeah, that's pretty much it. So let's get into some show updates, yeah? So for the show, we have obviously got the RPG Club. Yes, Breath of Fire 3. You should all be playing Breath of Fire 3. I reached out to the Reddit community for Breath of Fire, asking for help on getting the checkpoints together, and they were very, very kind in doing so. So once I got that all together, I then posted on there, you know, here's the RPG Club schedule, this is what we're doing. And we had a load of new people come and join the Discord, which was really nice. You know, there's quite a few people now who's actually being active and chatting in the Discord. We've had a few lurkers join as well. I always love a good lurker. But yeah, it's been really nice to have a sort of like a new injection of some new faces, or, you know, text boxes into the Discord community. And I assume they're also listening as well. So welcome one and all. It's very nice to have you on board. I don't do a lot of advertising for the show, so it's really nice that, you know, the occasional time that I do reach out to random communities and say, here's what we're doing. You come in and you give us a lot of love. So welcome aboard. Lovely to have you here. And yes, Breath of Fire 3. So the idea is at the moment is that we're supposed to get to, by, I think it was the 28th of May? 27th of May. So close. Yeah, so by the 27th of May, you're supposed to have reached Windia Castle, which, spoilers, you get thrown in prison, all right? So once you get thrown in prison, that's when you reach Windia Castle, because you get thrown into the prison of Windia Castle. So stop there, okay? I know some people carry on, but, you know, if you do carry on, make sure you come to the Discord or reach out to us on Twitter at RPG Years and leave some feedback, okay? And I think as well, I might try and be a good boy and post a discussion article in the Breath of Fire thing saying, you know, week one's over. What's your opinion on this section of the game? And see if we can get some more love from them as well. But yeah, Breath of Fire 3, awesome stuff. Really, really enjoying it so far. Not a big fan of the music, I have to say. I think that just might be a taste thing. But yeah, really, really good. But yeah, anyway, let's move on. Now, a bit of a new thing here. And this was a big chunk of work for me, but I decided, you know, I want to give more back to the patrons. So we did a big vote off for what we're going to call the VIP Lounge game. So this is essentially a third game adding to the docket, okay? So we've got the List game, all right? Shining in the Darkness. We've got the RPG Club game, Breath of Fire 3. And then I've got a patron exclusive game. Now, everyone else out there in the world, feel free to play along. I will give very small updates during the normal podcasting episodes. But the idea of the VIP Lounge is that I will be doing four RPG Club segments, and I will be recording those exclusively for the patrons. So they will be able to access that via their patron feed. And yeah, I'm quite excited about it. It ended up being a big voting process to eliminate the games. I picked all the games, and I think it was something like 21 games I picked out in the end. 777, so, you know, 21 games, which was a lot. And I basically split them into three categories. So I had games Bill wants to play, I had games Bill doesn't want to play, and I always gave my reasons as well, why I wanted to play X, Y, and Z, and why I didn't want to play X, Y, and Z. And then also there was just wild card games where I didn't really have an explanation for it. It's just like, this game looks interesting, I bought it cheap on Switch, let's see if it was, let's play this one maybe. And I had everyone vote on each round, okay? So it was a round of voting on games Bill wants to play, and the winner of that was Skies of Arcadia. Cool. Like, what looks like an amazing game, okay? I've seen it on a lot of 10 out of 10 people's lists. Really think that's a cool game. Games Bill doesn't want to play, the winner was Persona 1. Mainly the reason I didn't want to play that is just because I did try and play that about 2 years ago, and I remember thinking that this game hasn't aged very well. And it just kind of put me off the idea of playing through it. So that was why it was in the back of my head of being like, oh, I don't really want to play Persona 1. But Persona 1 won the vote for that. And then the Wild Card Games was actually a draw between Octopath Traveler and Bravely Default 2. So we had a final vote off between all four of those games. And the winner is... Oh, Skies of Arcadia. Yes, you all voted for the game that Bill wants to play. So, like I said, that was a ton of work that I didn't expect it to be so much work to do that amount of voting. So, next time when we finish Skies of Arcadia, so a little while, little ways down the ways, when we come to doing the VIP lounge game again, I won't be doing the three categories. I will just be doing the one category, okay? So this week, this time, the winning category was Games Bill Wants to Play. So the next category will be Games Bill Doesn't Want to Play, okay? And I'm going to try and pick, hopefully, a different bunch of games. I might slot the odd ones in there if I can't really think of too many. Because, like I said, I had to think of 21 games to nominate for this whole process. It was a bit, it was a lot of work. But yeah, very excited to be playing Skies of Arcadia. I've got to work out the breakdown for the club yet, and then that'll be announced that later. No rush on that at the moment, but it will be happening soon. And again, like I say, it's going to be exclusive episodes for the patron, and the review will be exclusive for patrons as well. Until, you know, I need a filler episode. Oh, I love a good filler episode. So next up on my list. So yeah, just a sort of a brief synopsis of the other little admin items I've got going on. Mostly because, you know, you may find them unimportant, but I think they are very important. They're important to me, at least, because there's lots of stuff to do. So yeah, I've got to finish editing a podcast for another podcast, which is the Pass Along Podcast. If you haven't checked out the Pass Along Podcast, it's something my friend Pete, who from the Attack on Titan podcast, put together, where we started a Nuzlocke run of Pokemon Yellow, and we passed the save after every gym. So Locafor played the first section, and he passed the save to Pete. Pete did very badly and then passed the save to Troy. Troy did even worse and then passed the save to Ben. Ben is some sort of Pokemon master and managed to do probably about 30 hours of grinding and restore the run. And then Kai did it, and then Dan did it, and then Ryan, and then Brett, and then I'm finished the run, okay? Brett does the hard work of finishing the run. I do the easy job of finishing the run. But yeah, I've got to get that out for the Pass Along Pod. And yeah, I think I'll do a crossover episode and release that on this feed as well. But I've not got long to get that out. I think my episode's due Tuesday. And the community will be very angry with me if I don't get that out in time. So fingers crossed. I'm also planning the FF12 review with Scott. Again, I kind of got waylaid with COVID, and that's pushed me back a couple of weeks. I've still got to finish preparing my document for that one. I've also got with Scott to be preparing a Chrono Cross review. Yes, that old nugget. And then also just being awesome, you know, like I want you guys to be. Be fucking awesome all the time. Okay. All right, then, everyone. That's enough show catching ups. There's a lot to do, and I'm really, really far behind now with everything. So hopefully I'll catch up soon, you know, like I catch up with you guys most weeks. But yes, let's move on to the new.
Attack on Final Fantasy is a podcast where IP tried to complete every single Final Fantasy game using Attack only. In between the weekly main episodes, I often post other bits and bobs, like games I play on a whim, or episodes featuring my lovely wife.
Help me, you've got to help me, I've been kidnapped by a podcasting lunatic.
So, come and join me over at Attack on Final Fantasy, wherever you get your podcasts. I think I'm pretty much everywhere these days. You lucky, lucky people.
Hear ye, hear ye! Gather round for all your news! Stop your clatter and listen close. Alas, you won't believe your ears. Listen close for the news.
So, first up on the news, and hopefully I'm not double-willing over anything with Caslow and Frost. The Final Fantasy VI Pixel Remaster was the top downloaded PSN game in April 2023, which is pretty awesome. You know, hopefully that shows to Square that there's a lot of love out there for these games, and hopefully they'll do it to other games as well. You know, there's a lot of, they've got a huge SNES library of great RPGs that are just sitting there doing nothing and that they could easily be making profit out of. So hopefully they'll come back and do that at some point. That would be really, really cool. But yeah, Final Fantasy VI, number one top downloaded games in April for PSN. Now, I found this one quite a shame. So Chained Echoes was getting review bombed on Metacritic. And the publisher, who's a guy who I've spoken to a few times in the past as well, he's a really nice guy, he's asking for Metacritic to do more. And basically, like, I mean, you got to remember, this is an indie game, right? This was made by one person, okay? And it is already been translated into a couple of different languages. But they basically, what they think is that a lot of people keep going onto various forums and stuff and saying to them, like, when's this going to be translated to Portuguese? Or when's this going to be translated to Chinese? And they keep saying, well, like, well, we haven't really got the budget or things for that at this time. You know, it may be something we look at into the future, or, you know, I don't know what they're saying, but they're saying not at this moment. You know, we might think about it, or it could happen, but maybe not. And then people going on Metacritic and review bombing it just because it's not getting the translation that they want, and so they can't play it. And it's just like, these people might not have even played the game. So maybe there should be something where there is a way of showing that you've played a game in order to be able to review it. That would be really, really cool. You know, a bit like on the App Store, you know, if you've downloaded and got the game on your Switch and you've played it for X amount of hours, then you can leave a review for it that will get feed into Metacritic. That would be really, really cool. But yeah, real shame that game's getting bombed, because otherwise all I hear is great, great things about it. And again, good indie, modern JRPG, lots of modern touches to it. Indie developer, show them your love. Give them some support, please. That's all I have to say. And Tears of the Kingdom. So not really RPG-related news, but it came out to universal praise. And I have to say, the game looks absolutely fudging bonkers to me. It's just like, people are building giant robots that will pet dogs. Like, what is happening in this game? What has happened to Zelda? It looks like it's got like Minecraft crazy, this game. And I'm just like, I've just got no context for anything that I'm seeing. People have obviously just delved into the fact you can do this weird, crazy stuff, and they've gone off the rails with it, which I am a full advocate of. I love people taking things in games and doing things that you wouldn't expect them to do, especially if the developers didn't expect it. But yeah, Tears of the Kingdom looks really, really cool. I would hope to play it at some point soon. I've not even finished Breath of the Wild, but you know, maybe one day I'll have time to play a game just like it. But yeah, I'm pretty pleased that it's actually not turned out to be crap. I know Frost hates it, but you know, Frost hates everything. He just likes having sex with trees. Anyway. This next one, I'm not sure about. Yoko Toro's new game turns Sega classics into women. Waifus. Yeah, it's a really weird concept, but you know, it's got Yoko Toro's mindset written all over it. So it's a gotcha game that transforms Sega classics into waifus set in a dark future in which Sega controls society. I'm kind of all for this game, apart from the waifu bit. But, you know, it sounds vaguely interesting. And, yeah, they're doing a crossover with Nier and Drakengard, which is all Yoko Toro. Yeah, sounds absolutely crazy. But, yeah, maybe check it out. It's going to be coming out on iOS and Android at some point in the future. And again, this one kind of not really entirely sure what to make about it, but Square Enix is intending to be, it wants to push out more high quality games along the lines of, you know, with Final Fantasy 16 and stuff. And then you've got probably Kingdom Hearts 4, Final Fantasy 7 Remake. You know, we've had Forspoken. And they said they're going to try and concentrate on these high quality games, which is kind of disappointing when you consider how like critically acclaimed like Bravely Default 2, Octopath Traveler 2, all the pixel remasters and things like that. You'd think they'd concentrate more on that, but now it seems like they're just going to be really concentrating on the higher quality games. But then that might just be because they have released a bunch of these, you know, I don't even want to call them low quality because they're fantastic, but, you know, the more classic style games like Octopath Traveler 2, they've just released a bunch of those. So maybe what this actually means is we're focusing on the higher quality games, you know, the stuff that's going to run only on a PS5, like Final Fantasy 16, Kingdom Hearts 4, because that's literally what's next in our pipeline. I kind of, reading this article, I kind of got the idea that, you know, it has maybe just been taken a little bit out of context. But who knows? You know, I'm hoping they continue to focus on everything overall. But, you know, just at the moment, they probably just got quite a few games coming out that are in what you'd call the high quality bracket. So, yeah, let's hope Square Enix still keep going with these fantastic old style games as well. I can't imagine they'd move away from it. And then finally, put it in your calendars, there's going to be a PlayStation Showcase on May 24th. That's right, May 24th, PlayStation Showcase. I assume we'll probably get some good views of Final Fantasy 16. And Final Fantasy 16 is supposed to be coming out soon, isn't it? But we'll have to find out. But yeah, it'll be an interesting one. I'll keep my ear to the ground, and Caslow will let me know if he knows to go with it. Anyway, that's it now. You see, a nice short news section, like I said. Anyway, okay, that's going to be it for this week. Let's move into the outro. Yes, like I said, my lovelies, just a short one this week. Like I say, there's a lot on my plate admin-wise to do with the podcast, plus actually needing to play the games. Can't get anywhere if I don't play the games, can I? And then I need to write up the reviews. So look forward to all that in your future. So again, remember, Breath of Fire 3. You've got to reach Windir Castle, which involves getting thrown into prison, by the 27th of May. Okay, that's your first checkpoint. So that'll be next. Oh, I'm reading my calendar wrong. It's 28th of May. Idiot, Bill. Idiot. Right. Yes. Sorry. The 28th of May. Ah, yeah. You know, I can't, you know. Who said I could read good, eh? I'm just a voice. But yes, 28th of May. Get thrown into jail on the 28th of May. That's what you've all got to do. I mean, you know, it, obviously in Breath of Fire 3, don't go out and commit crimes, all right? I'm not advocating that. Otherwise, again, more news to follow on when we'll start playing Skies of Arcadia. And as always, yeah, we've got to finish off Shining in the Darkness, and then we'll be starting the 7th Saga, because Frost nominated it years ago, and I've still got to honour all these games that were shoved into the list. Anyway, lovely, lovely to be back on the horse this week, everybody, and be here to speak to you and give you all my RPG loving, which sounds absolutely creepy as fuck. Please don't be creeped out too much. But yes, if you want to show your love and support for the show, as always, please rate and review us on any podcasting apps that you happen to be using. If they have a review system, please do, because it helps share the love and respect for the show as well. If you also want to show your support, you can come join the Patreon. Again, you can help vote and nominate for the RPG Club games, and you can now also be involved with the exclusive VIP Club Lounge games. Also, if you want to get in touch with us, you can reach out to us on Twitter at RPG Years. You can contact me at Metunnica, Metunnica. And if you want to email us, you can email us at rpgafteryears@gmail.com. Not so easy to change your bloody Gmail address, I tell you. So it's still got the old show name on it. But yes, you can email us there. And as always, the best place to come and chat with us is join the Discord. If Discord is an app where you just have, it's just chat rooms, basically, and we've got our own little server sitting there that you can join, and you can come and speak to all of the people that I speak about week in, week out. Frost, Caslow, Skelly, Scott, Rich, Garazaki, you know, all those people. Come and join us. Come join the love. It's a great inclusive environment, and we love having everybody in there. And then that's it, really. Next week, hopefully, I'll have something a bit extra for you, because we'll still be gearing up for finishing off the Breath of Fire 3 episode. And then the week after that will be the first episode for the RPG Club. But anyway, people, it's been lovely speaking to you again. I've been Bill. This has been the RPG Years. As always, I love you all. Speak to you next week. Bye.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
at Probably Work for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.